We're in the section of Romans 8, 26 through 30, beginning at verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses. The term likewise means that this section is being included in the last two, the expectation of creation. In verse 22, it says that creation is groaning, because God has subjected all of creation to be empty and without hope. So creation groans. And then verses 23 to 25, the expectation of believers, that believers also groan, waiting for their redemption. Likewise, we're going to be told the Holy Spirit also groans. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses, for we know not what we should pray, not pray for. We do not know what we should pray as it is necessary. But the Spirit itself, or Himself, is interceding for us with groanings, that is, unspeakable groanings. Instead of groanings which cannot be uttered, it's unspeakable groanings. And He that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because He makes intercession for the saints according to God. Notice the term "the will of" is in italics. God's Spirit intercedes according to God, His will, but according to God's mind. And we know that all things work together for good to the ones loving God, to the ones being called according to His purpose. Because whom He knew before, also He predestined, conformed with the image of His Son, for Him to be firstborn among many brothers. And whom He predestined, these He also called. And whom He called, these He also justified. And whom He justified, these He also glorified. Last week we opened the section by introducing you to the fact, according to verse 26, that God's Spirit, because of the condition that we're in, is that God's Spirit helps us because of our weakened condition. And by conditioned or weakened condition, I'm making reference to the fact that just as the preceding sections told us that we are subject to the emptiness of this life. Though God has saved us and though God has poured out spiritual blessings for us, the flesh of our body is still not redeemed. Death and decay is still in our physical bodies. Our physical bodies, that human element about us, is still subjected to the judgment of God upon all of creation because of sin. Our bodies decaying and being destroyed because of sin. All of creation is functioning like it is because of sin. Creation is groaning, we are groaning, and the Holy Spirit is groaning. So likewise, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses. I am in a weakened condition. But then for today, not only does He help us, but He's interceding. The first part of this says, for what we should pray according to what is necessary, we do not know. It's not what to pray for, it's what to pray. How do I know how to pray? How do I know what to pray? Again, as of last week, I introduced to you, the bookstore has about 3 bookshelves full of books that'll teach you how to pray or what to pray. Formulas, physical positions, attitudes. Because prayer, according to the Christianity of our culture, prayer is the means by which we have access to the Spirit of God to get Him to do for us what we want. It's basically what it boils down to. To get God's Spirit to do for us the things that we want Him to do. But the scripture, and this morning I want to spend a few moments sharing with you what the Bible teaches about prayer. There are 3 main scriptures, along with the one that we have here is 4. There are 3 main scriptures that are used for the teaching about prayer that believers are to make. Some of you have already been exposed to it. But it takes many, many times of study and prayer to really grasp all of the concepts about what God's Word says about prayer because we are so used to it being the other way. The first scripture on prayer is 1 John chapter 5. 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15. In fact, for the early church age, 1 John 5, 14 and 15 was the main teaching in the church about prayer. John says, 1 John 5, 14, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He is hearing us. That's it. The question always comes back, well, how do I know what His will is? So I can pray according to His will so that He hears me. That's not what it's saying. If I pray anything to be done according to His will, I can have confidence that He's hearing my prayer, because He will do that. But how do I know what His will is? I don't have to know. Now that teaching, it's just very simple. I'm in a weakened condition. I don't know what to pray. There are things that God has burdened my heart with or laid upon my heart to pray about. What do I say? Lord, here's the situation. Let Your will be done. That's it? Yeah. See, prayer isn't to get God to do things. Prayer is for me to be in line and in submission to the will of God. When I pray for something, it's something that means a lot to me. If I was a monkey, it'd be those coconuts on the end of my hands. Lord, get these coconuts off my hands. It's usually something that's very personal and very close to us that we're praying for. But you see, when I talk to the Lord about it and I lift up the request of the Lord and I pray for His will to be done, I am expressing my submission to Him for His will to be done. Which is why prayer is taught just the opposite in our culture. Is because we don't want to let go of it. We don't want God to take care of it because we might not like the way He answers the prayer. And we want to be in control. How to be in control? How to make things happen the way you want it to happen. John says, this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He is hearing us. God always answers the prayer that is asked for His will to be done. Then He says in verse 15, and if we know that He is hearing us, that is whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we asked of Him. Did you catch it? We know that we have. Present tense. If I ask for God's will to be done, I got my answer before I'm even done praying. Here's the hard part. Here's where the concept and teaching of prayer got changed. Right there. Easy enough to ask for God's will to be done. Leave it in His hands. And by doing so, I'm submitting to God because I'm very attached to the situation. So I'm submitting to God when I ask for His will to be done because I don't know what that is. But what happens if God works it out in a way that I just can't accept? What if I say, Lord, so-and-so's really having a lot of problems and they need your help? According to your will. Hour later, you get a phone call saying things are worse. Well, I can't accept that. Since a God of love would never want that to happen, then it's my fault by the way I prayed. So I have to intercede. I have to intervene. And I have to ask God's Spirit to help that person because in the human, things got worse. And that's where all the teachings on prayer, why they've come down the pike here in the Western world for the last 50 to 100 years. It's people that just can't accept that God's answer to prayer is going to get worse than the human. It's possible. Why Lazarus might even die. Oh, we can't have that happen. Remember, Jesus got the message. Lazarus, whom you love, is sick and he's dying. So Jesus waited. Then they came and told him, never mind, he's dead. Then Jesus came. Even Mary and Martha both said, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. That's right. So I let him die. All for the glory of God. But see, we can't accept that. So we change prayer to put us in control. So that things work out in the human the way we want it to. But God's not even involved in it. That type of approach in prayer, God's not even involved. So John says, pray for God's will to be done. You got it. In James chapter 5, verse 16, this is the second one that we all know, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Lots of words. Heard that for years. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. Effectual, fervent is one word in Greek. It is a participle of the word energy. We've been talking about that word all morning long. Energy, energeo. It is a participial form and it is passive, which means the righteous man is not producing the energy for the prayer, but the righteous man is receiving the energy for the prayer that has much strength to it. So again, I am on the receiving end of the influence and inspiration to pray. Elijah then is used in the context there for an example. Elijah didn't pray and close up the heavens to make it not rain and then make it rain on his own just to show people he's a prophet. It's because God told him to. So if he prays and it doesn't rain, it's not because of him as a person. But you see how the scripture is used to say, if you're a righteous person, you can pray for things to be done and it'll be done. Just like Elijah did, like he did it on his own. Thirdly, James chapter 4, verse 1. Verses 1 through 4, James says, from where do wars and fightings come from among you? Do they not come from here, even from your lusts that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You kill and desire to have and you cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not because you ask not. You don't have because you don't ask. Then he says, but then you ask and don't receive. Because you ask it amiss, which basically means with the wrong motive. That you may consume it upon your desires. So any prayer that has to do with fulfilling my personal desires, he goes on to say, you are adulterers and adulteresses. Asking God to fulfill the desires of my flesh through prayer. He says, you've committed adultery, spiritual adultery against God. Do you not know that the friendship of the world is enmity or hostility with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. Whoa. That's strong language. He's the reason why you don't have is because you don't ask, and the reason why you ask and don't have is because you're asking it for your desires, your lusts. Human, something from out of the world. That's an adulterer or an adulteress. When Jesus asked, when Jesus taught and said, ask anything in my name and I will do it. We've been learning that when you go in someone's name, you go representing them, their interests, and their purposes. It's the language that is used for an ambassador that would go over to another country to represent the United States. He can't go there, or she cannot go to another country and be an ambassador representing the United States and do everything for their sakes, their own personal desires. They can't do that. I mean, they might do it, but it's against the law. So if I am in a situation and I'm praying in the name of the Lord, I'm praying for His will to be done. I'm representing Him. His interest, what He wants. But of course, some of the teaching in our day says, hey, magic formula. Jesus says you ask anything in His name, He will do it. Like the Lord's a little genie that follows us around and we say in the name of Jesus, you know, and things just happen. That's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible's very clear about what prayer is for and what we are to pray. The reason why the teachings on prayer have been changed over the years is because when you ask for God's will to be done, you lose control. And you have to accept anything and everything that is done as being His will. And for many people, that is unacceptable. Our text tells us, likewise also the Spirit helps with our weaknesses, for we do not know what to pray according as it is necessary. We don't know what to pray. Well, if that's all prayer is for, why even pray? I actually had somebody ask me that question. I said, that's exactly why the teachings on prayer are wrong. Hey, if I can't get anything out of this, if I can't control my situation by prayer, why should I pray? You know? God has blessed us with the privilege of functioning with His Spirit. His Spirit prays through us. We get to participate. But also through the power of God's Spirit and the availability of God's Spirit, I get to submit myself to the Lord, because when it comes to prayer, I'm all over the place. I'm praying like this. I'm praying for God to intervene because I'm very attached to this situation here. That's what our prayers usually are. When the Bible says, no, prayer is this right here. Usually God will lay upon my heart prayer requests that I need help in. Not just the people I'm praying about or the situation I'm praying about. Because I need to ask for God's will to be done and surrender myself to God's will being done. Because the situation is affecting me. Prayer is talking with God. And as you know by now from the Scriptures, everything the Scriptures teach tells us that everything is for Him, by Him, and through Him. I hate to be the guy that brings the good news, which is bad news for some people. It's not about you, it's about Him. And we get to participate. We'll continue to study the help of God's Spirit with our weaknesses next week as we study the fact that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us without us even knowing it. Because we don't know what to pray. We'll study that next week. Let's close with prayer. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. Many times we study the Word and it says just the opposite of what we have either been taught or what we believe. We pray that your Spirit would minister to us through your Word to help us see the truth and the reality that you have not placed in our hands a blank check and to use your name as a superstitious or magic formula, but rather an opportunity for us to communicate with you our submission and desire for your will to be done, no matter what that will is. That we are in submission to you. Many times we ask with the wrong motive because we've been taught that prayer is going to God and asking for yourself. But as James in very strong language tells us, it's not about us. And if it is, then we're committing spiritual adultery against God by bringing our desires and the things of the world into the situation for Him to provide for. We pray for this very important issue and teaching that you would, by your Spirit, help us to see the truth, to know the truth, and function in the truth. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.